Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, your global happiness specialist. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for being there. This is a special day. Yes, this is my birthday show. It's not very often that the show lands on a birthday, so I feel this is going to be jam-packed. I have a whole list of people who want to ask questions, and the number to call in today is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619 to speak with me live. And before we go to the phones, let me just share, because I get emails all the time looking for the show. I can't believe you've had the show on and on and on. Listen. Everything is in order. You know that, right? You know that everything is in perfect order. Everything unfolds when it's time to unfold. Everything happens when it's time. And it's up to us to practice the patience, the trust, and the patience with the universe. How many of you out there are impatient? How many of you out there want results right now? Well, I used to raise my hand to that question, because one of the things that subtracts from happiness is impatience. One of the vibrations, let me use the word vibration. You know, we all vibrate, we're all energy, and we vibrate a certain type of way. In other words, you can feel when you're connected, when you're flowing, when everything's easy, when you're just, you know, you're connected to the universe, and you know that the universe is there to serve you. And you can feel the difference when things are just going wrong. Why did this happen? This isn't my plan. On and on and on. You know the difference. And so what this show, what I try to share with you is how to, and I've got a lot of messages today, I guess, just because I really do appreciate the happy birthday wishes, but tons and tons and tons of messages. What was my point? You know the difference between letting something flow and the feeling and the vibration of resisting. And on this show, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, this show is about sharing with you, my dear listeners, what to practice that will add to your happiness, that will add to your peace. And when I say happiness, I'm talking about this internal foundational peace, this vibration of feeling content, of feeling, vibrating satisfaction. I was listening to something, Abraham, the other day, and they were talking about that vibration of satisfaction. You know the difference. You know the difference when you vibrate, all is well, your shoulders are down, and you feel satisfied. And then the ego comes in, and the next moment pops in your head, something's wrong with this moment. Something's wrong. Well, the problem is, don't tell anyone, because nobody likes to hear this. But everything is unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to unfold. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it feels. Because don't you have evidence in your own life? Don't you have evidence of some event in the past that, wow, during you know, when you're in the middle of the storm, it doesn't feel good, but looking back on it, wow, look at what I've learned. Look at how I've grown. Look at how my consciousness has expanded because of that one event. Hasn't that happened? One of the things that we practice, one of the things to practice that's going to add to your happiness, and let me just define happiness really quick. Happiness is defined feeling at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness is a practiced skill, and it depends on what you practice in every moment that determines your happiness and your peace in your future moments. So it is really about the practice. I meet so many people that can recite all the different, know the different chakras, all of these things. You know, we all know it, but what are we practicing? What are you practicing in every moment? Are you practicing the behavior? Are you practicing eliminating the behaviors that are going to subtract from your peace? And some of those behaviors that definitely subtract from your happiness and your peace are having attachments, living in the past, living in the future, having expectations, judging, having preferences, trying to control anything outside of self. All of those behaviors subtract from your peace and your happiness in any moment. Now, today's topic, well, let me just back up just a little bit. So on this show, I gave you the definition of happiness. And why is happiness so important? Now, when I say happiness, I'm using the word peace interchangeable with feeling balanced, feeling relaxed, feeling content, having a vibration of satisfaction. It's the same thing. Being able to navigate through this life, because this life is all about ups and downs. Come on, my hand is up, up and downs, up and downs. I get them too. But it depends on how you are not reacting to life, but how you are responding in every moment. And there's a big difference between reacting and responding. And responding requires consciousness. So one of the things to practice that will add to your happiness and your peace is being self-aware. How aware are you? Can you sit in a room and be quiet, surrounded by people? Can you just listen? See, this self-awareness, when you really start practicing with that wonderful person in the mirror, you know, that person in the mirror who has the answers for all of your challenges. You know that person that's in the mirror, that person, there's no room for anybody else but you, because happiness is a internal practice. Happiness does not involve anyone else. It's you and the universe, one-on-one, mano-a-mano. But I know sometimes it's scary, sometimes it's not sometimes. It's difficult to look in the mirror. It's difficult to be honest and look in the mirror and say, oh, the reason why I worry is because I don't trust. How do I practice trusting more? See, I'm going to bring it all the way back to you, because that's how powerful you are. But the programming says that it's something else out there. It's something else out there that we need. I need something else out there. Something else out there needs to happen. On this show, I share what to practice that is going to add to your happiness. And some of the things to practice, we know what they are. Living in the moment, surrendering to every moment, humbling the ego, that's a big one. Being yourself, acceptance, living consciously. Oh, this is a hard one. Being okay with uncertainty. I meet so many people that want to know what's going on in the future. What about being okay and trusting and allowing the universe to unfold exactly the way it is going to unfold anyway, whether you go kicking or screaming or not? See, how many people out there have ridden roller coasters? I've used this analogy before, but it's one of my favorites. I don't know. When I was younger, I don't know why I got on a roller coaster, because... Now that I'm older, I never liked roller coasters. They scared the hell out of me. Why was I even on a roller coaster? Peer pressure. Who knows what it was? But there are two ways to ride a roller coaster, and anybody that's ridden can, or even watched people that have ridden a roller coaster. You can ride it with your hands gripped to the handlebar, gripped to that safety, you know, that safety bar that locks in right above your waist, right around your waist. I never did think those things locked in. I mean, couldn't I slip out from underneath or from the side? But I digress. So you either ride the roller coaster hanging on for dear life. That's how I rode it. Eyes closed, mouth open, screaming, why am I even on this roller coaster holding on for dear life? And then there are people, and I never understood it. How can these people ride a roller coaster with their arms up, with a Jimmy Crack Corn, I don't care kind of attitude, smiling, laughing, having a great time and saying, after it was over, let's do that again. It's the same with life, my dear audience. It's the same with life. Oh, geez. And here we go. Reality, spirituality, live. Anywho, I'm going to ignore all the calls. I'm sure, who knows what they are. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, how do I turn this off? Oh, you know what? I can just click. Of course, right when I figure out how to turn it off, then it stops. That's okay. Where was I? Oh, other things to practice that we're going to add to your happiness. Trusting, choosing your perspective, choosing your focus. Oh, this is a hard one. Staying out of everybody else's business. How many of you out there are noticing what anybody else is doing? I know that used to be my favorite pastime. I could look and see what someone else is doing, and then the next thing I would do is put a judgment on it. I would put a judgment on what they're doing, and I'm here to tell you that when you are in someone else's business, when you are looking on their paper, you know, when you're in school and you're looking at somebody else's paper, when you're looking at anyone else, unless you're looking at them with arms open and total acceptance, you're going to have the problem. Staying out of other people's business is key. Now, let's get to today's topic really quickly. And I know the phones are, hold on a second, you call people calling in. I'm going to get to you in just a minute. Because people listen to this show for, and I get so many emails, Rebecca, You get off track. Why can't you just stay on the topic? Okay, let me just get to the topic. Today's topic is detachment. Now, a lot is talked about attaching, being attached. And if you practice, oh, my goodness, hold on a second. Hold on a second, my dear audience. Hold on a second, my dear. I'm popular today. You know, nobody calls me for months. And then today I get all the calls. Oh, acceptance. Back to the topic. Oh, detachment. So we talked about being attached, and we all know what that is, having attachment. And you know, I mean, if you've listened to the show, and just as a conscious seeker, somebody that's out there looking for answers. Well, I'm looking for answers, even more answers. So when you have attachment, that's one of the things that subtracts from your peace and subtracts from your happiness. All attachments subtract from happiness. Well, let's get to the opposite of attachment, which is detachment. When you practice detachment, you are going to boost, experience, feel even more peace, more happiness than you do in this moment. And now let me tell you why. Let me give you an example. If you either watched it or even watched it live or even on television, when there is a surgeon operating, I remember watching a lot of the medical shows. Anyway, isn't it, I don't know if it's practice, but surgeons are not allowed to operate on someone next of kin. I don't know if that's even true, but the what I'm trying to say is a doctor is going to operate, a surgeon is going to operate on a patient, but there is a level of detachment, personal detachment of that person, especially if they are a patient of theirs. Because the detachment comes from standing outside and just witnessing the event as opposed to being all involved in it. And when you are detached from an event, and that includes detached from an outcome, detached from getting a text back right away, detached from the ego, detached from, how about this one? I was at the gym the other day, and a woman says that she's getting on the scale, and I said to myself, I stopped getting on a scale years ago. In fact, sometimes when I go to the doctor's office, I'm not going to get on the scale, because for years and years and most of my life, getting on a scale and finding out what that number was, whatever that number was, however much I weighed, it caused a reaction. Whether it was in my mind I weighed too much, or whether in my mind I weighed too little. So it is being detached from. I don't have to get on the scale now. I don't need to get on the scale now. But there were years and years and years where I was attached to getting on a scale, looking at my weight, and making a judgment about it. Detachment means. Well, not means, but detachment. Let me see. Hold on a second. I wrote something down here because I did go to the dictionary. Where did I write? Oh, detachment is the state of being objective, and they said aloof. Detachment is the state of being you are objective. Now, you can still act. You can still take action. But without that vibration of being all in it, without that vibration of being attached. So the detachment is a powerful state of being. That means that regardless of what happens, that is not, whatever the event is not going to affect your vibration. Detach from outcomes. Detach from the way something looks. Detach from anything that's working, that you would say, well, that worked out right or that worked out wrong. See, detached from any outcome, meaning it doesn't matter what happens. I know you're shaking your head. It doesn't matter what happens. And in reality, it doesn't matter what happens, which requires you to do a lot of trusting and surrendering. The trust is knowing that whatever is happening is there for a reason, is happening to serve you, is happening for your betterment. Detachment doesn't mean that you can't take action. Detachment means how you're taking action. In other words, when you're looking, let's just say you're watching a television show or watching a movie. Now, there are a lot of movies where they can affect, a lot of movies can affect my vibration. Either I'm afraid, anxious, suspense, you know, all of those thriller kind of movies. But when you take yourself outside of the drama of life, Say your life is just like a movie, and so you take yourself out of the center, the drama of it, and you just start witnessing it without judgments, then that is detachment. Detachment is very powerful because detachment means you're not attached to something happening and you're not attached to something not happening. Detachment means you are flowing through this life observing, yes, but without judgment. It's very difficult to detach without trust. I mean, you can, but the more trust you have, the more you practice trusting, the easier you will be able to detach. And that even involves someone, a loved one. See, the detaching from a loved one is also going to give you a bigger sense of peace and power. Why? Because what they do, what anybody else does, regardless of who it is, they are on their own journey. And there is a trust and there is a knowing that whatever their journey unfolds to them is perfectly in line with the universe and is perfectly perfect for them. That's why the detachment is necessary if you want to add to your peace and your happiness. Detachment is a necessary practice. Let me give you a quick story, and then I'm going to go right to the phones. We have a few people that want to contribute to the show or ask a question. I was out of town visiting California a week ago, and if you know me, you know I'm a big football fan. And one of the things that I do right now is all inspiration. All of my moves, all of my decisions are based on inspiration. So if you ask me what I'm doing or what I'm going to do in a future moment, it's pretty difficult for me to sit and come up with a plan because I just move in and out of inspiration. And last week it was on a Sunday. It was on a Sunday, and I just had to see my favorite team play a football. And I scoped out the bar before the game came on. In other words, I went to the bar early in the day because there were a couple of bars that I could have gone to, a couple of bars early in the day, and I said, no, this is the one. This is the one. I went in. I sat down. I got a little feel for it. It felt good. I was inspiration. I said, wow, this is a really cool place. Not too big, not a lot of people. And I was really inspired to go back to that one particular bar. And sure enough, after the luncheon, the game was on, I went back to that bar that I had scoped out, felt out, yes, this is the one I want to be. This is where I want to watch the game. I sat at the bar, and all of a sudden, the vibration shifted a little bit. My vibration shifted. And I'm not going to tell a story about why it shifted, but there were more people in the bar. The people were louder. People were sitting closer to me. But I was determined. I was determined. I mean, I already went there. I already scoped it out. I bought a beer. I sat down. I had a little appetizer next to me, full beer. I'm sitting there. And while I sit there, and my vibration and my shift and my everything was changing a little bit, I was feeling a little uncomfortable. I use that as air quotes. I was feeling a little uncomfortable. I wasn't feeling as cool and, yeah, let's sit here and enjoy the game. No, I was my ears went up, my senses went up, and my shoulders were up to my ears. I'm thinking, oh no, this isn't a place where I can sit for the next 3 hours and watch my favorite team play football. All of this was happening in my head, and as I had a full beer, I hadn't even taken a sip. I got up, went to the bathroom, washed my hands, and walked out of that bar to find another bar that I felt more, let's say, connected to. You feel connected to a bar? Yes, you can. So the detachment of I already purchased the beer. The detachment of I already said earlier I was going to stay at this bar. There's no attachment to what I felt in the past moment. Detached from the past moment, even. Practicing detachment doesn't mean that you don't care. Practicing detachment means that you are one in the moment. You are able to flow freely. practicing detachment means that you are an easy, easy ride. It's a flow. It's a flow. Let's go to the phones. I have a few people. Okay, hold on a second. Area code 973, you are live on Reality Spirituality. Welcome to the show. Hold on a second. What is your first name?
Happy birthday, beautiful. My name is Tina.
Oh, Tina. Birthday, more birthday wishes. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes. I really appreciate that. What's going on with you, Tina?
I'm a Sagittarius. My birthday was the other day, and I knew. I was like, when she said she's a happiness specialist, I was like, that's a Sagittarius. We have an extra dose of, we're like a walking party. So thank you for all you're
doing. That's right. That's right. Walking party, fun. Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. Now, but I have to say, I'm not a walking party all the time. I'm not a walking party all the time, but. I do understand what you're saying. What's going on with you, my dear?
I just wanted to ask about our relationship. How was my boyfriend, Trey?
You what?
I wanted to ask about a relationship with my boyfriend, Trey.
Oh, okay. A relationship with boyfriend, Trey. Okay. Let's hear your question.
Oh, yeah. Just whatever spirit has for us.
Well, have you listened to the show before?
No, this is my first time.
Oh, okay, great, great, great. Because this show is a little bit different than calling and asking, okay, what do I feel? So I'm going to have some questions for you. Because one of the things that I love to do is share with my listeners how powerful they are. In other words, you have all the answers, sweetie, and what I'm going to do is show you how you have all the answers. Are you ready for that one?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you want to know about the relationship? And let me tell you this. All of the questions that you have about this, how long have you two been going out? 3 months?
Five? Yes.
Okay. And so within that 5 months, is there anything that you want to change about Trey? That's either yes or no.
Yes.
Ooh, what an honest woman. I love it. Thank you for being honest. Okay, there's some things that you want to change about him. Good. And have you voiced that? Have you said that? Or have you just kept it to yourself? But have you said or suggested or maybe hinted to him that there's some things that you want to change?
All of the above.
Betterment, right? Of course. No, you haven't?
I have all of the above.
Oh, all of the above?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. I like it. And the reason why, and I don't even know what it is yet. We don't even have to get into it yet. But the reason why you want him to change certain things because?
It would benefit him.
It would benefit him. Wow, what a great question. What a great statement, okay? One of the things, and I'm going to just come back to me. One of the things, just put your seatbelt on, sweetie, okay? I know this is your first show, but this is how I rock and roll. One of the things that I share with people is I used to look at people and I knew exactly what they needed to change and I knew exactly what they needed to do that would benefit them, okay? So I'm with you. I'm right there with you. I know exactly what you're talking about. But the problem, let me ask you another question. Is peace and happiness important to you?
Yes. And I'm peaceful and happy. Yes, and I'm peaceful and happy.
Well, honey, you can't be peaceful and happy if you're judging and not accepting someone else.
But he complains to me about what's wrong in his life. I'm calm. He's complaining.
Ah, okay, okay. So let me throw this out. So he's complaining, and is he asking you for advice or asking you for your opinion?
Not so much as that he'll tell me something and want me to help with a solution. And I'm listening like, but you bringing this on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
okay.
call him and complain. I'm actually quiet. He think I don't care because I'm just listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you're giving me chills. Okay, here we go. This, are you ready for this? And I'm saying it with all love. You know, if you're a fish, you're not going to have a relationship with an elephant. It's just not compatible. So right off the bat, my dear, and I'm saying this with all kinds of love and all that, because if I go out on a date or I'm hanging out with somebody, whether it's a date or whether it's just to get acquainted with somebody, and they're complaining, guess what? I know it's not compatible. See, I'm not going to go 5 months and listen to somebody complain because it's not compatible to me, for me. So regardless of him talking, but for some reason you're listening, I'm just saying that it's not really a compatible relationship, and especially if you want him to change and be different. See, wanting him to be different, it's already not compatible. There's nothing wrong with him. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with the fish. There's nothing wrong with the elephant. But what I'm feeling is you are not compatible with him. And somebody that I just met that's going to sit and complain and complain and complain, guess how many times they would have to behave like that for me not to spend any time with them anymore. I'm not saying I'm not like them or wish them ill, but no, I'm not going to spend my time listening to somebody complain. So the question comes back to you. You know, we always go to that mirror. Why are you able to listen to somebody's complaints for 5 months?
Well, I'm in the ministry, so I figure sometimes it's meant for us to help because I have a level of peace. You're 100% correct. But I just figured it was just meant for me to help being into ministry.
Okay, okay. And let me say this. And I used to think the same thing. Oh, I gotta help this person. This person needs my help. And what the universe told me is, we don't need your help. We don't need your help. This guy, this is his nature. At least right now in this moment, this is his nature. I mean, I have people in my life that I know are chronic complainers too, but I'm not giving them a time. So see, this is really, really comes back to about you and why, and I know that I feel your heart. I know you say you want to help, but the way you can help with this guy is acceptance, because acceptance of him, in other words, I'm not saying sit there and listen to it, but acceptance that this guy is who he is, and at this moment he likes to complain, and at this moment he is a complainer, and at this moment he likes to share his complaints. You know, I was one of my students told me the other day, they're talking about friends and what friends are supposed to do. Friends are supposed to listen. They're supposed to listen to all of my complaints. Well, no, I'll listen to you one time, and that if that's going to be a pattern, I'm not listening anymore. I'm not listening.
I understand.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a match as far as, when I say match, I'm talking about energy-wise, compatible energy. Because you just said it yourself. You said you're happy. You let things go. You know, you flow. That's what you said. So why is somebody with that energy getting in a situation where it's not compatible energy?
Uh-huh. Yes.
So that's the question for you. What's the answer? Is he that cute?
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Listen, I know what you're talking about. And so there comes a detachment. I'm not, see, these people that are, when I say these people that come into our lives, they come into our lives for a reason, for a mirror. They are a mirror of us. So the question comes back to, yeah, I know he's cute and all that kind of stuff, but see, the issue is really wanting him to be different. You can't have an elephant. An elephant is not going to turn into a fish. So either you in the relationship have a relationship total acceptance without trying to change him or trying to make him different or not. See, it's really about how you prioritize your time. But thinking that you can help, the universe tells me, no, we got this. We don't need your help, Rebecca. Stay out of our business. See, it's up to the universe to have, because especially if he's not asking you a question. Hey, Tina, how can I feel better, or how can I not complain? This is who he is, and you want him to be different. Unless somebody's asking me a question, how can I stop complaining, or how can I stop sharing your stories? Especially these bad news stories. Unless somebody asks me that, how can I? They don't want my help. How does that feel?
I see. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
No, but do you see why I drew that person? Do you have an answer for why I drew someone like that?
What a great question. What a great question. So the answer would be, so you can learn and grow from this. And what is your lesson? What is your lesson? See, the reason why things happen and I call it a pee under the mattress, is there is a lesson that I need to grow from. And right off the top, I mean, the lesson for you is to practice acceptance of others. The lesson for you is to let the universe or God or however, how you want to describe it, let the universe handle this person. The lesson is to really realize that we do not know all of the ins and outs of someone else unless we're in their skin. There is a reason, but it's all towards you. Non-judgment, letting it go, staying out of somebody else's business, letting the universe work its quote-unquote magic, and acceptance. It's very difficult to accept people, but that is the highest. Talk about love someone else. How about acceptance of them? The lesson is to look, and you can spend time without wanting him to be any different. I have somebody in my life like that too. Oh my goodness, I could list 20 things that are that are quote wrong. I mean, are you kidding? But I know that the higher lesson for me is acceptance, and the reason why I can accept it, and when I do accept this guy, when I do accept him, guess what? The relationship is even more peaceful, because acceptance is peace. The reason why I don't accept anyone else, and the reason why I look and think that, oh, I know what's going to benefit them, I have the arrogance of thinking that I could benefit someone else, or I had the answers, especially when they didn't ask me, is because I didn't accept. myself.
Uh-huh.
See, there's a lack of acceptance, but it doesn't start with someone else. It starts with that person in the mirror. It sucks, honey. It sucks. Yeah, so what is it that you don't accept about yourself?
I don't know. That could be several things, because I'm always trying to help others. I feel like since I was younger, I feel like I have to put my needs to the side and assist others. I was like the oldest of five brothers and sisters. So it's a learned behavior.
Okay, now I'm getting all chilled up, because now we're talking about the shit that's real. Just what you said, even listening to you. I mean, my whole body is all chilled up what you just said. So the reason why he's in your life is so, I mean, you found me today. You never listened to the show. But you see how everything works out? Because now we're getting to the real issue and the real challenge. Mm-hmm. And you said it. You said it's something that you learned. The title of my second book, Program for Unhappiness, you are absolutely right. It's something that you learn, and it's time for you to either unlearn that and let it go, honey, because this is not about helping other people. You can't help other people when let's help self first.
Yeah.
The practice is really helping self. You want to help other people? Self is first. And it is a learned behavior. It is a learned behavior. You did learn how to put up everybody else first and you're second. Well, it's time for you first. You want to know why you called here today? Not about this other guy. That's a story. The real truth is, how do you get to a point where it's accepting self? And how do you get to a point where you're going to be you now? Is it hard for you to tell people no?
Sometimes.
And that telling people no is really a powerful thing, because now what you're saying is, I'm more important than you. Now, I'm not saying it in a, well, I'm more important than you, but no, my peace, my happiness, my vibration, my contentment, my vibration of satisfaction is more important than whatever that other person wants or needs. How do you change the world? How do you change the world? By practicing and changing self. See, this is about you now. Isn't it interesting how we all went around and now we're coming back to really about you?
Well, I'm an eternal student of life, so I'm open to it. Thank you.
Yes. And not only are you open to it, You're very naturally truthful and honest.
I have a great relationship with that.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I have a great relationship as far as that. I'm honest.
Yes. And now it's time to be even more honest with self and say, what am I vibrating? What do I need? And I don't know about you, but I don't know if you really need. Let me back up with that. This thing about acceptance and looking at other people and thinking that they need something, no, it's really about I need something that I need. You know, you talked about it's going to benefit him. Well, we're going to start talking about what's going to benefit you.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So and I can feel just your shift in perspective and your shift in energy, because this is a different way of looking at life in general. See, when your acceptance of this guy, okay, let me just really get real here. There's a guy that I know. I mean, listen, if I could count 20 things that were wrong with him, I need 50, okay? So I know what you're talking about, but there are certain things, there are certain certain areas that we are compatible. I actually came up with a number. There are four compatible things that we are compatible with. But the thing is to find what's compatible. See, the problem for me was trying to fit this person into this whole, all of the things that I would want in a relationship. But he only fits into four categories. See? So this stray guy might only fit in one category in your life or two categories. Wanting to make him this whole, you know, the be-all, end-all, sometimes people can only fit in a certain category. I have people that I socialize with, and they're fishermen. I'm not gonna have them over for dinner. We're great fishing buddies, but other than that, that's it. We're fishing buddies. We might have a good meal, but that's it. And it's really knowing self. And knowing and being honest and being aware of others. See, we don't want Trey to change, but we want to accept what works. There might be something that works, and then there might be something that doesn't. But wanting him to be any different is subtracting from your peace, because it's a constant. I know. I used to listen to these people. I used to listen to this guy, and oh, my goodness, why is he focusing on that? Oh, that's so negative. I mean, on and on and on, the criticisms of this person. I'm talking about myself. Criticisms of this other person. But guess when the relationship started being more peaceful is when I started being more accepting. And this is the way the guy's going to be. Unless he wants to be different, unless he wants to change, unless he wants to ask me questions. You talked about helping others. Well, it's the first thing is being accepting of self. Because judging and not accepting someone else is really not helping the universe or you or him.
What a great blessing. That's a dose of truth.
Yes, that's what I do, honey. And let me say this. Trust me. Everything that I share on the show, don't think I had to. I learned it all myself the hard way. I've been head on the wall, bumping head. I've learned it all the hard way. And it's total acceptance. It's accepting other people, not wanting them to be different. You know what? Even to the point where there's a guy that I know that he's actually another fishing buddy, and he drinks and drinks and drinks. I mean, he's an alcoholic, and everybody that he knows that's in his life, you got to go to AA. The acceptance of who he is without wanting him to be different is really very powerful for me. Now, listen, if he needed me to help him, whatever, you know, drive somewhere, that's a different issue. But I'm talking about the total acceptance of how this person wants to live. And that's a hard one, because we're taught to look at people and we want them different for their benefit, right? But guess what he feels? I'm not going to say what he feels, but loves to talk to me because I'm the only one that's going to sit up there and accept him. You know what I say? I say, you'll stop drinking when you're ready to stop drinking. Period. I know it's a little different. I know it's a little, it's very different, but that's the way I look at it. And I would invite you to call anytime you'd like, because what you, your question and your topic is so rich, and it's just, it is, I'm telling you, the other people listening to the show are also going to benefit from it. How do you serve the world? How do you benefit other people? By looking at self and making the necessary shifts of perspective, change, practicing acceptance. That's how you change the world. That's how you change people. Not change people, but that's how you make a shift.
Ooh, thank you. Yes, you gave me a lot. I will be meditating on that and doing an introspection on myself. Thank you.
And know, and when I say it, know that there's nothing that I'm criticizing you for. It's just an awareness. I just want you to be aware, because awareness is number one. Awareness is key. And then you ask the question, hey, universe, how can I be more accepting? God, how can I be more accepting of others? How
Thank
can
you.
I trust that everything that they are experiencing is a perfect plan for them? How can I trust and know that everything I'm experiencing? I mean, this call to this show, no accident. Look at all the rich things that came out from this. Look at all the information that came out from your phone call. And initially, well, let's see. I'm not making fun of you, but how do you see our relationship? Well, it's about you, my dear, not about that Trey guy.
Oh, I like that. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I like you. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. It's like in school. When you really want to learn, you sit in the front of the class and make eye contact with the teacher. So that's what this was about. Thank you.
Oh, and I'm getting chills again. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy your birthday.
Wow,
you're just sitting
there. Oh, hold on a second. What did you say? I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said, thank you. You're appreciated. You're a gift to the world. Enjoy your day.
And you are, too. Thank you so much, because I clicked on the mute thing too fast. Listen, you see everyone, the story, the questions are really all about self. How can I? And the question is, you ask people, do you want to be happier? Everybody raises their hand. Yes, I want to be happier. Well, on this show, we teach how. And one of the reasons, and one of the ways how, one of the behaviors to practice how is to practice acceptance, practice eliminating judgment, practice knowing and trusting that everything that is happening with other people, they're on their own journey, and you can watch. I mean, hey, look at that journey. I wouldn't want that journey. Maybe I would. I wouldn't want that journey, but it doesn't matter what your eyes see. The story is bigger, the picture is bigger than what your eyes see. Whew. I don't even know what the hell. It's almost 10 o'clock. Oh, I see. Hold on a second. Let me see if I'm going to. Would you like to say hello to me, my dear number one son? Hello, before I close the show? Yes, no, maybe. Oh. Well, hello, darling. Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, darling.
Special edition.
Thank you. So isn't that interesting? You heard a little bit of the show. What a great show, huh?
Really good, and I love how it circled all the way back to, you know, what not only is it talking about self, but like you said, all of the information and things that came out of it. And to me, that just reminds me that maybe it is about one thing, and that's what my question is, or that's what my issue or my problem is. But, you know, working through it and getting to the bottom of it comes so many more gifts that I didn't expect. And it sounds like you're giving out gifts for your birthday today.
Yes. The topic today is detachment, and I have to say,
detachment, right?
And that today is the first time that I have felt detached from my birthday. I didn't even remember. When I say didn't remember, I knew it was my birthday today, but the days coming to the birthday. There was no, my birthday's on Sunday. There's a different feeling. There's a different vibe than I have. And it is total detachment. It is really just another day. I've been getting a lot of messages. I've been getting a lot of, you know, birthday wishes. But I'm telling you, my vibration, first time in my life, it's just another day. It's so crazy.
That's so cool. And it's, I think one listening might think that, oh, it should be this and it should be that. And that's the whole point, is that nothing should be anything, you know, nothing should be anything that it's not. And you and I talk about every day is a day for a celebration anyway.
Mm-hmm.
To celebrate.
Yes,
itself,
and like the programming of the, I hope this day is magical and hope this day is wonderment and this day is the programming. But in reality, it is every day. And I said it already, but I have to say it. This is, I don't even feel like it's my birthday. And that's a huge thing with me all these years.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel, oh, this is my birthday. It's a special day. Plan to do something on a special day. I planned on going to Texas on this day to watch the Patriots play. It's my birthday, special day. And the day of, the day before, the day of, I have absolutely no feeling about it. It's crazy. It's crazy only because I know myself and I know the past.
So when you say you have no feeling, that means, I mean, it feels like relaxed, like not good or
yes.
bad. Or how does it feel? Yeah, relaxed, more chill.
Yes. No expectations. Zero expectations. No. This is no making any moment bigger than another moment just because it's my birthday. No making the day more important, less important, extra special, not extra special, magical. It's the same as any other day.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and let me see. I have another caller. Hold on a second.
Yes.
And so let me go to another call. I'm trying to get to all the calls. Let's see. Area code 917. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, my first name is
Hello?
Melissa.
Hello?
Hi, my first name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Is this your first time calling the show?
I think I've spoken with you before. A while ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
what's your question?
Well, my question is, my sister is giving me a hard time. Her daughter is staying with me for 2 months, and I've asked the daughter to pay like maybe half of the money for the cleaning lady every 3 weeks, and which is like very little money. And my sister keeps saying she's not going to pay, and she's like her daughter is staying with me for 2 months. I never stayed in her house for 2 months, and she has all these rules. If I was going to stay with her for like 8 days, and I don't get it. I don't get it. It's
now, okay, this is so good. And see, that's what this show is about. Reality, spirituality, real issues all the time. And how do we find peace from real issues and real challenges in our life? So how old is the daughter? Your niece.
In her 20s.
Okay, and because I'm just going to hit you with this. I'm sorry. I'm going to hit you with it. Put your seatbelt on. It's not personal, but this is all your fault.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Why is it your fault? Do you know why it's your fault?
Yeah, because I should have told them before that she's going to stay here for 2 months, which is great, just to pay for the cleaning lady.
Right. And did you think about that before she even came to the house? I mean, before she even started her visit?
Yeah.
Did you?
I think it was in my mind, but I didn't really verbalize it. I was like, yeah, that's what she's going to do. I thought it wasn't going to be a problem.
And so that was our first mistake, wasn't it?
Yes.
one of the things that is that I practice is always, it's called the setup or advanced work. It's always setting up the scenario, and it's nothing about what is it going to take for you to be peaceful? What is it going to take for you to be peaceful? And like you said, she's coming to your house. It's not that much money. She's staying for two months, and for her to chip in for the cleaning lady, which is quote unquote very reasonable. But now that you're in it, the only way to peace is to let go of wanting her to pay anything. Is to say, okay, I didn't set it up the way that I could have, because you thought about it. You said you thought about it, but you didn't voice it. So there was no action taken, and so now there's no action. There was no conversation about it. There was no understanding, and now, and I'll even go one step farther than that.
Yeah.
Is if you really, 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 really want peace.
I do.
Asking someone else to do anything, including contribute to a cleaning, is might be problematic, because what if they say no? Now we have an issue. So if somebody, when you ask in the beginning before she, started her visit, and she says, sure, no problem. You can get a vibe from people if they, yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, I'll chip in $20. I'll chip in $30. No problem. Or you can get the same. You can get another vibe from people that are reluctant to. And so that reluctance is already a sign. It's a clue that either you pay for all of it, let it go, or you don't. See, love is without strings attached. So it's okay for her to stay, but now you want her to do with the cleaning, would pay for the cleaning. Now, I'm telling you, I understand. Yeah. I would be on your side. I would vote for asking for contribution. That's the least they can do, right? But
yeah, you would think.
It still comes down to you making the decision. And so now the only piece is. Go ahead.
No, I think at this point it's just best to let it go, and to just, if she doesn't pay for it, I'll just won't ask her again.
Exactly. Now the question is, are you able to do all this without having any resentment?
Yes.
Well, there you go. This is really gonna humble your ego. Oh my God! The thing about finding more peace is how to humble the ego. If you really, really want to humble your ego, because it's the ego that says, well, it's just right, it's fair, this is the way it should be, on and on and on. If you really want to humble your ego, you have a conversation, because now there's a little conflict with the sister and the niece, and you say, you know what? I know I asked for cleaning. I know I asked for cleaning fees, and I didn't mention it before. That was my fault. That was my mistake. Whatever you want to say it. Don't even worry about it. I got it. Let it go.
Yeah.
But that delivery is with love. That delivery is with love.
Well, I don't feel that I'm there yet. I feel resistance saying, don't even worry about it. I got it. I feel like somebody that stays in my apartment, I just want to make sure she cleans things up. So that $50 is her accountability on keeping it clean. If she doesn't have to pay anything, she might think, or she was being very messy in my house, and I can't have that. And she's known to be messy. She's known to be messy. So that $50 represents her remembering that this is not going to be a messy place.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Now, so you knew that she was messy before you even invited her to visit? Yes. Yes, of course
I did not invite her. It was kind of like, she's going to do an internship. She can stay with me. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But now that she's here,
and I'm very happy she's here. Like, I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not used to living with somebody for 2 months, you know. That's different. Holy crap.
Well, we'll see. See, you know what your ego wants more than anything? Your ego wants you to be unhappy, complaining all the time. And I, when you said I'm not there yet, I mean, that is the most honest thing. I mean, it's so honest for you. And so you ask the universe, how can I let go of this resentment? Universe, how can I let go of this? Because the truth is,
yeah,
her being there and her being messy has nothing to do with the story. The real story is you and making decisions and then wanting to, I don't even want to say it. Because, see, her paying the $50 is so you can feel better.
Uh-huh.
And that's not her job to make you feel better. The $50 is a story that your ego is spinning that's going to make you, if this happens, I'll feel better. And trust me, there's going to be something else, whether she pays the $50 or not, that you're going to find something that's going to be a problem.
Oh, okay.
You follow
me
with that? Come on.
I do.
Maybe
I didn't want her to be there for 2 months.
You're thinking that this $50 extra, $50 for cleaning is going to make you feel better, and I'm telling you, that's an illusion. It's not the truth.
Oh. Okay. Not sure what I should do then. I mean, I thought it would make me feel better that she's there for 2 months, but
no.
2 months is. It's very long for me because my nervous system needs to calm down, and with her there.
Well, there's still solutions. I mean, there's always a solution to every issue, and I know this. I'm just going to throw this out, but she can always. That's a solution. You know, get a room somewhere or Airbnb, and you can pay for that, but. There's always a solution, but then you ask, but bottom line is, I know you're not going to do that. The bottom line is just asking the universe, how can I let go of this resentment? How can I let go of thinking what's fair and what's unfair? How can I let go of thinking that the stories that are supposedly going to make me feel good or not?
Yeah.
It still comes back to you. How can I detach?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, there is no way somebody's going to come to this house for 2 months. Well, I do have one person that I can let for 2 months. That's my only son. But there's nobody coming to this house for 2 months. I already know myself.
Yes, it is a lot. I agree. I asked a bit too much of myself. Without really thinking it through.
That's okay.
I mean,
this is the first, and that's okay, because that was then. Now we know. Sometimes we have to learn the lessons the hard way, right?
No, but I actually don't mind her being there. The honest is, like, I like her being there, you know? I've been so alone, like, without family for so long. It's actually nice that somebody actually came to stay in my house, I actually find that really, really nice of someone that someone in my family finally is coming to visit me and staying with me. It's like, I really, really appreciate it. Actually, I really do. That's kind of like the number one thing that I don't even mind that she's there. She has a room. It has like a curtain. It's covered. She has her privacy. I have my privacy. I mean, we're fine together. But the fight
well,
is behind
the scenes.
Well, if
that's the truth, then nothing she would do, being messy or wanting, or you know, it would be a problem. So something, if that is the truth, what you just said, if that is the truth, then nothing she did would be a problem. and you would have no problem paying for the cleaning lady.
I have a problem with my sister. I don't like my sister.
Got it. See? Got it.
It's her daughter, and right before she came, my sister was like, if you stay in my house, you cannot use the kitchen. If you stay in my house, you can't do this. And I'm like, I need the kitchen. I need to eat something. And she was like putting all those rules. So then I guess I got really stingy about it. And I'm like, if your daughter is going to stay here, she's going to pay for the cleaning.
Right. And so you see what you see sister. The whole thing. And her daughter is in her 20s. So her daughter isn't a child. She's in her 20s. So she's an adult. Okay, so her daughter really has nothing to do with her. So what you're putting all that stuff on the daughter based on your relationship with your sister. And see, your sister can have whatever rules she wants in her house. If your sister has rules, then that's up to you to either stay in an Airbnb or a hotel. But don't take it personally that she has all those rules.
No, it's okay that she has those rules. At least she's telling them to me in advance. So that's really good. So it really comes down to my own issue with this sister that I just don't like. I don't like this girl.
Yes.
I don't
like her. And you just said it. You said coming up with rules, at least I know in advance. Well, you didn't say anything about the cleaning in advance.
No, and I'm not going I'm not going to visit them over the holidays because I'm not going to stay in her house.
Right, I wouldn't want to stay in her house either. There's nothing wrong with not staying in her house. It doesn't mean there's nothing wrong. But there is a bigger issue. The bigger issue is you not liking your sister. And the truth is acceptance. So the truth is it's really you and the sister. And so now I get it. It's your ego having a field day with you, honey. It's your ego just being in charge and well, this is right, and you're making statements of at least you should do that. Yeah. And I get it. I totally get it. But know the root of it, which is the ego keeping you miserable. You tell the ego, you know what? Whatever's happened, she's here. Focus on, you just said it. Somebody's there with you. You have company. Enjoy it. Why does the ego want to focus on $50 for a cleaning? You see the difference? So it depends on what voice you're listening to. It depends on what you're going to focus on. And that's all on you.
The $50 has to be paid because that's her accountability for keeping the space clean. Like, that makes me feel like she's going to be responsible for that part. You know, I don't have to keep, have to know. That's her ticket.
All right.
So, I know. I know I'm can be a pain also.
No, you're not a pain. You're not a pain. But what you're not realizing is that if you really want peace, it's up to you. You either are choosing between peace or drama in any situation. So whatever your actions are, whatever your words are, you're choosing peace or drama. So just be aware of what you're going to choose.
Why is the sister saying, like, no, she's not going to pay? Meanwhile, the daughter is saying, I will pay. Like, why would the sister interfere? It's so controlling of her. Why would somebody...
Well, both of you are controlling.
Yep. It's like a winning battle.
And all of the reasons why you don't, this is going to be really hard, and then I'm going to have to end the show. and this is going to be really, really, really hard. Put your seatbelt on for this one, because this is really going to, you might just hang up on me now. But whatever all the problems, all the judgments that you have of your sister, you own them yourself. So whatever arrows you, characteristics, controlling, you're the same.
Yeah.
So that dislike of sister is really dislike of self.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't like it.
I know.
I don't like this whole thing.
I know. Believe me, I don't want to admit stuff like that either. But any dislike of anyone else is really a dislike of self.
Yeah.
Ooh. And thank you for listening. Call me anytime. Thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. And if you want peace, what are you going to choose? Peace or drama? I say choose peace, and I wouldn't hear one more thing about it, but, you know, that's your journey. Thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. What a great show today. Wow. An hour and 20 minutes of reality. I don't even, where did the time go? Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Ooh, and I'm inspired. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I do have a few videos on YouTube. You can check that out. No, yes, yes. Just search Reality Spirituality or Rebecca Norrington. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, was published in 2014. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime in, I want to say 2020. Oh, let me say that since I'm inspired to say it, 2020. And until next week, my dear audience, I would like to let you know that you are a physical example of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy journey to an unhappy ending. What? You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is the birthday lips. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening. I'm listening to Reality Spirituality. Woohoo!
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Yeah, time to get down. Real.